Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
So nice sense of humor from someone on the WhatsApp line who says, I still need to do my 67 minutes for Madiba's 100th birthday celebration. As a Blue Bull supporter, I will support the Lions for 67 minutes tomorrow. Okay, fair enough. I mentioned at the start of the show that there is a petition circulating which wants to see the sale of beer allowed in supermarkets alongside the wine. Today happens to be International Beer Day, by the way, so please feel free to raise a glass if you're over 18, if you've already clocked off work, and of course if you're not driving anywhere this afternoon, let me put those provisions in place. But have you ever stopped to wonder why it is that you can buy wine in the supermarket but not beer, particularly when you consider that beer has a lower alcohol content on average than wine does? Look, it comes down to maths, and if you do the maths, you'll understand perhaps a little bit more. Yes, beer has an alcohol content of roughly 4.5 to 5% by volume, while wine sits at over 11%. But then, of course, you've got to take into consideration the average serving size, because you're drinking a whole lot more beer in one serving than you are in a single glass of wine. So they actually do tend to equal out quite a bit when you take that into consideration. And given that fact, the question being asked by the people behind this petition is, why is the one allowed to be sold on the supermarket shelf and not the other? The Craft Beer Association thinks it doesn't quite add up, and they've actually started this petition calling on the Western Cape Liquor Board to change that. I'm interested to know how you feel. I've already had one WhatsApp from someone who thinks the whole attitude of prohibition regarding alcohol is ridiculous. Their comment is, we should just make it available to whoever wants it, because availability is not the problem. It is the desire to use it and abuse it that is the problem. And that's not prevented by making alcohol, quote unquote, less available. Do you agree with that message, or do you disagree? Do you think we should be making it more difficult to get hold of it, given what we know about the social ills that go along hand in hand with some people's abuse of alcohol? Or is it not fair to the people, the many people who use alcohol responsibly and aren't associated with all those social ills? Interested to hear your thoughts. Drop us a voice note on 0725671567, or give us a call 021-446-0567. On the line with me is Lucy Korn, who is behind the hashtag Let Us Buy Beer campaign. She is a well-known voice in the world of beer. She's written two books on craft beer. She writes extensively on her website, Brewmistress, and she's been a guest on this show before talking to us about beer. So it's welcome back, Lucy Korn. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, and may I wish you a happy International Beer Day.
Thank you. To you too, I suppose. Lucy, how did this petition all begin?
I mean, it's just something that my husband and I have been talking about for quite some time. Neither of us are from South Africa, so we're both I'm from the UK and he's from Canada. And in our countries, you know, you can buy beer and wine equally in supermarkets. And it's always been just, it's almost like a confusion for us, like, why is it that wine is available in supermarkets and not beer? And we've never been able to find a reasonable answer. We've never been able to find the reason behind this. So it's just always been sort of an irk for us. And eventually it's just now grown into this campaign that we started with the backing of CBASA, which is the Craft Brewers Association of South Africa. It just doesn't make sense, I think, is the thing behind it.
Okay. How many people, as a matter of interest, how long has the petition been open for signatures, and how many people have signed up in that time?
So we've been going now only a week. And in the first 3 days, I know we had about 200 people in the first 3 days.
Okay.
It sort of tailed off, obviously, at the weekend, because it's a social media movement and people don't sort of do that stuff on weekends. We've had a boost now, so we're into about 500. We would love for a lot more. Every week we're sending everybody who's, for want of a better word, signed the petition. We're sending that onto the liquor board. The campaign's going to run for 4 weeks.
Okay.
So yeah, we would really love to boost that quite a lot. It's something that I think people have never even questioned, never thought about. And when you start asking people whether they're beer lovers or wine lovers, or you know, not even drinking alcohol, it's just when you ask somebody, why do you think this is? People are, Why is that? That doesn't make any sense.
Never stop.
So that's what we're trying to. We're getting people to sort of question that at the moment.
Okay, because I mean, a lot of the criticism that's pointed at the campaign are alcohol in general, not specifically beer. I've already had an SMS saying, "Yeah, but what about that makes the cashier in the supermarket suddenly a policeman of ID books?" Well, the point is, they're already should, in any case, already be doing that if they're policing the sale of wine. So it doesn't really change the workload if you simply add an additional product to an offering that's already there in the form of wine. I think that kind of misses the point a little bit. A lot of the pushback, Lucy, is from people who think no alcohol should be sold in supermarkets. How do you respond to those critics?
There is obviously a case for that. And if that is a route that's eventually going to be gone down in South Africa, then okay, if that's the way people want to go, if that's the way the public would prefer to go, then no alcohol, fine. But what is the issue at the moment is, South Africa is a beer drinking country. There is more beer drunk in South Africa than wine, yet the bulk of the population, the people enjoying beer, cannot buy their beer, their beverage of choice, let me say, in the same place as wine drinkers can. So it's about accessibility for the drinker, but also for the producer. The majority of the brewers in South Africa, there are more than 200 craft breweries now. Mm-hmm. And these guys, a lot of them, they do it as a second job, they do it as a family business, and they don't have that avenue to sell to make their living. So it's from both sides, from, a consumer who enjoys beer over wine cannot get that in the supermarket, but also from the brewer's point of view, it's a very valid point. It's a very solid question, and if it ends up going down the route that no alcohol is available in supermarkets, then so be it.
You just don't want to be unfairly discriminated against that your particular favorite kind isn't available. Is that right?
I mean, to be fair, I drink wine as well. But the thing is, if I go to the supermarket, then I can just, if I'm having people over drinking wine, grab my wine, everything's all done, I can go home. Oh no, but I'm having beer people over now, or if I wanted to drink beer this evening. And it's just, sometimes it's fine, the liquor store is right next door, it's not a big issue. But sometimes that's not the case, then you've got to get back in the car, you've got to drive somewhere else, you've got to sort that out. And I think just, for the craft beer movement is quite new and quite young and still finding its feet and still trying to find a wider audience. And the supermarket, the grocery store, is that wider audience that can make the craft beer. There's these small brewers, and they're trying to employ locally. They're trying to make a living and to make a business out of craft beer. And I mean, being available in the likes of Woolies and Pick and Pay would be huge for them.
In terms of opening up markets, indeed. Lucy Korn, thanks so much for that perspective from the hashtag Let Us Buy Beer campaign.